When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Humbly, one of the best shows in the world here on ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that was live last night, Key.
There are two
I'm
guys.
So hyped today.
There are two guys in the control room right now.
They're so angry. At
oh,
life.
Are they angry?
What you hyped about, Jay? What was so good?
I'm just saying. I watch. Look, there was a lot of Duke slander last night on the text chain with one fellow Yates. You know, coming our way about my guy. You know, being 1 of 10 in the 0 of 10 actually, I think, or 1 of 10 in the first half. Jason Tatum did not look good. It was not. It was no bueno.
Oh, you mean
in a closeout game?
You know, the redeem dream came out in the fourth quarter. You know, it was redeem time, and it was against his squad. So it was just, it was an interesting dynamic to see the energy levels of the text chain change. You know what I mean, Yates?
I don't know if I can confirm nor deny what was said just now. All I know is it's nasty.
Listen, if you give a guy like Tatum open look after open look, they're going to start to go down.
I don't know about that.
Oh, come on.
Yo, pressurized moments. People get tight, man.
He ain't going did you see the first, or something.
Did you see the first half?
Yeah, of course.
He was he was not on top of his game at all.
No doubt. That's what I'm saying. You can't keep giving him open looks. So in the fourth quarter, late,
he didn't get wide open looks.
Why, in the fourth quarter, he did.
What are you talking about?
In the fourth quarter when he hitting the shots, he got
Max,
looks.
Did you see the three he made in the corner was over Joel Embiid?
Yes,
that was not an open look at all.
Also
no,
got
the second
looks.
Three he made was a step right, back against Tyrese Maxey. Uh-huh. It was not an open look. The third three they made in a row was
smaller.
Off a pick and roll with Marcus Smart. What are you talking about?
I'm glad you know me new by now.
There's no open looks that you made tough-ass shots.
He hit tough shots, and he had wide open looks.
Man, put the – no, Key, I'm going to lose my damn mind. Run the plays of Jason Tatum's threes he made. That was it. That's over a seven-footer.
Yeah, but he had space, Jay.
We talking about space. What space is this? A step-back three over Tyrese Maxey.
Yeah, Tyrese Maxey, not his size. Those are all good looks.
I am glad.
I shouldn't say open
y'all
looks.
About
good looks.
Jump in the damn East River.
I am glad
morning.
It's the off-season.
Oh, my God.
I'm glad it's the off-season for me. It is basketball season, Jay.
I think he...
Come on, man.
What do you mean open looks?
Maxey and Embiid had to try to...
Maxey had to try to recover.
Embiid was kind of lunging at him
I've
to put a
face. You have open looks at the free throw
I'm
line
not Jason
two
Tatum. That's got nothing to do with anything.
But that's what I'm saying. This dude, you're doing things off the bounce when you've been horrific the whole game. The dude hadn't made a shot until his last shot he made was the second quarter, Max.
Yep.
He didn't make a shot the entire third
quarter.
That's
my point.
And then he makes tough threes down the stretch.
That's my point. If you get Jason Tatum, when he says humbly, I'm one of the best players in the world, if he shoots it, he's not going 0 for 15. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Eventually, those shots are going to start to fall. I don't know what the argument is.
The argument is, from somebody who's made a lot of tough shots in his life, for you to call those shots open, that's blasphemy.
Right. Oh, they're not open, but they're good looks. They're both good looks that we just showed.
Yes, they are good looks that have been created after a whole game of having good looks created that didn't go down. So the level of confidence it takes to persevere through that in those game moments where – people are saying you have not showed up to the playoffs yet.
Could have gone very differently.
Could
have gone very differently.
Yes.
Could have gone very differently. But
I need like a paper bag to breathe into.
The Sixers, meantime, should have won that by double digits. They could not buy an outside shot.
Yeah, the Sixers are struggling, man. I thought it was close, though, but then the last 4 minutes of the game, they just kind of – they had it right there, and then it just went left on them for the last 4 minutes of the game. But then that also goes into what Tatum turned up. So
yeah, by the way, the flip side of what you're talking about, really, what Jay is talking about, Key, is you're giving Tatum credit for persevering through the struggles. when Tatum started hitting those shots, the Sixers did not respond in kind. They kind of, it looked like they folded late.
Well, can we listen to Jason Tatum after the game? Because I think the comment that he said gives you insight into the personality trait that makes him different.
Let's hear.
I'm one of the best basketball players in the world. You know, go through struggles, go through slumps. It's a long game. And, you know, thankful I got some great teammates that held it down. Brogdon, JB, Smart, Al. And they all trust me, right? They tell me keep taking great looks. It's going to fall. Keep impacting the game in other ways. And all that mattered was we won this game, right? Give ourselves another chance, come back home, you know, for game 7.
I mean, he's damn right about that. Derek White, Malcolm Brogdon, and Marcus Smart combined for 47 points, 15 rebounds, and 10 assists. I mean, they carried the squad in the first half. Jason Tatum was 1 of 10 in the first half, and he still had a 7-point lead going into halftime. So, look, yo, shout out to Joe Mazzulla. Actually made in-game adjustments starting Al Horford and Robert Williams together, which allowed Robert Williams to kind of hawk the paint to make life difficult off P.J. Tucker. He was plus 18 last night. And by the way, Stacey, I'm giving you credit. You called in earlier this year talking about Joe Mazzulla not using his challenges the correct way. He used it the correct way in the fourth on the Al Horford block that they called a foul. They returned. They kind of rechanged the call. It was a critical call of the game. So Joe Mazzulla, Key, like you said, giving him credit, learning as he continues to progress in these playoffs.
Well, maybe it was simple as love, Jay. Maybe it was as simple as love. Joe Mazzulla, Celtics head coach at the post-game press conference, on his message to Tatum while Tatum was struggling.
Tell him I love him.
That's it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty powerful statement.
Yeah. So you think that impact?
I do. Yeah.
So you'll tell him for game 7 before the game?
Multiple times. Over and over again. And the rest of the team.
Max, I love you.
Pretty powerful style.
Perform better, Max. I love you.
by the way, I like how – I wonder where does Jason Tatum get that from? Humbly, I'm one of the best players in the world. Coach got up there and said I told him I loved him. Pretty powerful statement, if I do say so myself. Let me reach around and pat myself on the back.
Key, did John Gruden ever tell you he loves you?
All coaches say that, especially when you win. Love you, man. You're the greatest. I would never trade you for anything. You're my guy.
Not when they send an email to this other guy saying what it really meant.
Huh?
What? I would love to see your face in that moment when that happened.
No, they all coaches. I mean, come on, Jay. You know how they go.
Yeah.
I remember one time we was playing the Seahawks and it just wasn't going as well as it wasn't going as well in the first half as you would have liked it to for us. And, you know, I was getting dog cussed by Bill. And we went in, I think we went into overtime, or maybe it was at the end of the game. So I caught a touchdown from Vinny, a bomb, took it off the safety's head, whatever. At the end of the game, we walking through the tunnel. Bill, I love you, man. You can play for me anytime. I'm like, yeah, okay, all right, man. What about the last three quarters you was talking at best?
Stop being sorry anymore. Cuss you out. Right. The meantime, it looked like even though the Celtics had a big lead early, they started feeding Embiid. He just seemed more involved, and all of a sudden the Sixers were up, and it felt like they were going to win to me. Right there at home, Embiid's starting to cook. He's at like maybe 20, 22 points. I'm like, this dude might mess around, get stupid hot here, wind up in the mid-30s, and the Sixers win by double digits. They really couldn't hit any shots, right? Like they did not continue to feed Embiid, and they weren't hitting anything from the outside.
I really got to say this. I mean, this is going to be – when things are going right for Philly, it's like a redeem story. You want the process to be complete. And Joel Embiid's nickname is the damn process. It's the process. He is the process. This man has finally won the MVP. He is the MVP of this league. How the hell does he not get his shot with 3 minutes and 56 seconds left to go in the game? Did not attempt a shot. Not one, Max. He's the MVP of the league. So a lot of that is on Joel Embiid because he needs to demand the ball and say, give me the ball. I know we're getting open looks, but when P.J. Tucker is getting open looks, there's reasons in this league why certain players get open looks. They're getting looks for a reason. So Doc Rivers, Glenn, needs to set up some plays.
You took Doc away?
In order for your MVP to get a shot.
You can't take back his PhD. You took back his PhD.
I'm not the one taking it back. That's
situations like this, Jay. In situations like this, the MVP is like just like you said. Or but not even the MVP. Take the MVP away. But the leader of the team, the main focus, the guy of the team, has got to touch the ball. You're not going to win down the stretch in certain situations in sports if the main guy isn't touching the ball. If your main guy is batting in a situation where you have people on base and he's up, he's got to figure out how to hit the ball, not strike out, but how to hit the ball in play to advance the runner. In football, your main guy's got to touch the football. If he's a receiver, you got to throw him the damn ball. If he's a running back, you got to give it to him. You got to figure out a way to get him going. Same thing in basketball. Down the stretch, Kobe Bryant's going to touch the basketball. Mm-hmm. Michael Jordan's going to touch the basketball. LeBron James is going to wave everybody off. Steph Curry should touch the basketball, not Jordan Poole taking the shot. And in this case, Joel Embiid should touch the basketball.
And one of the reasons, like, you know, when you think about who you really want on your team, even though the bigs, as I keep mentioning, the bigs pretty much have been in control of these series. In each series, the team with the dominant, the best big, until now, because they just tied it, the Celtics just tied it up, have been in control, right? But you can't get yourself the ball usually if you're a big, and that's one of the reasons Jokic right now might look like the best player in basketball because he can
also play point guard.
He can
you
create
go to the guy who has the ball. You can go to the guy who has the ball in his
hand. Give me the ball.
And say, yo, man, it's just timeout. Just right now, let's figure out how to draw this up.
Exactly.
Sure.
That's the
We're
thing.
Not doing anything
Everybody always
less.
Says, well, Biggs, I can't get myself to rock. And I'm like, yeah, I understand that. It's a more of a guard-dominated league, and that takes coaching, and we'll get into the schemes in a minute.
So
because the schemes
no.
were not conducive for Joel to get the ball on the block, but that takes Joel in the huddle. Be like, yo, James, all you beep, 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 give me the beep, beep ball. That's where it is.
What went wrong for the 76ers? Embiid and Doc had some thoughts after the game. You're going to hear them next. KJM, ESPN Radio.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max were presented by Progressive Insurance. Boy, for me, there's nothing worse than when a team from Boston wins at anything. So last night was not fun for me. Just by default rooting for the Sixers. What went wrong for Philadelphia when it looked like they had wrestled control of the game from Boston by the third quarter and then collapsed down the stretch? Joel Embiid at the post-game presser.
We had a lot of wide-open shots. We didn't make them. We stopped moving the ball, and I don't think I touched the ball the last 4 minutes of the game. You know, like I said, missed a lot of good looks. I didn't touch the ball at all.
Well, he didn't touch the ball.
Whose fault is that?
That you're saying that's Embiid's fault because he didn't demand it?
Yeah, I think there's accountability on both sides. I think there is the coaching aspect, number one, because I think sometimes the play calling in order to get Joel Embiid involved in the offense due to personnel is not the best. It could be better. And I also put that onus on Joel Embiid. Like, you know, we talked about a couple days ago the importance of P.J. Tucker on this team. Now, you're not going to see it in the box score. Also, sometimes I think P.J. Tucker can be a liability on the offensive end most of the time because his inability to shoot the rock, right? But you have to scheme differently knowing he's on the court, so that's on Doc. But there also is a part of, like, what Key and I were talking about earlier. Your best player has to be so demonstrative in critical moments of the game where you, everybody else on the team knows it's time. Like, Max, sometimes if other guys start running around with the ball, they start doing stuff, they're becoming frantic, right? Mm-hmm. And it takes the best player on the court, regardless of position, to be like, stop. Slow your ass down. Give me the ball. We're going to run this. It takes that level. And we're waiting to see that from Joel.
Embiid's final shot of the game came with 3:56 left in the fourth quarter. He did not have a touch the rest of the game. That's per second spectrum.
There's no
so four there, minutes.
No excuse.
You know what I used to tell him, Jay, at the end of games or in certain situations, they talk about, well, we want. There is no other option. I don't give a damn how you feel about my attitude or me being a me guy, whatever you want to call it. There is no other option, especially when I'm trying to get to a place that I've never been before, which is winning a championship or getting to a championship. Then we'll deal with it once we get to it. But if you are negating me from having that opportunity because you're not putting me in a position, therefore I'm not demanding it because I feel a certain way. You got to take your feelings out and not worry about the way people going to look at you and backlash or whatever the case may be. At the end, you're going to live or die with me.
You're saying you're actually.
That's the bottom line, Jay. You're going to live or die with me.
You're saying you're being a team player.
No other. I get it.
No other.
There's no other option. Key, you're saying that whatever you think people say, oh, you're a me guy, but in fact, to be a team player, you have to overcome the fear of criticism for being a me guy in order to be a team player because the best player gives the team the best chance to win, right?
If you pay attention to sports, Max, and you really watch it, and you pay real close attention to it. As I said, I gave examples, right? Mm-hmm. You just said something. A me guy, a team guy, all of those sort of things. You can't worry about the reaction of the public, can't worry about the reaction of your teammates. When you don't do it, what happens? You get people coming at you because you didn't do it. Mm-hmm. A la LeBron James, a la Joel Embiid, and I can name countless others. But when you do it, people say that's the way you're supposed to. So you're not going to win, so you might as well go ahead and do it and get the ball in your hands and live and die with you.
Doc Rivers on why they collapsed in that game. Listen to Doc.
I don't think we trusted very well. You know, it's a make-miss league, and they were 15 for 35 from the three, and we were 8 for 34. I would say we had a lot of wide-open threes. We didn't make them. I didn't like how we played overall offensively, though. Down the stretch, you know, got to play through your big fella more. Didn't think the ball went there. So I have to watch the film. But I just didn't think we had a game of great trust tonight. You know, I thought our guys all wanted to win. They played that way. And sometimes I think that gets in your way. And I thought that happened tonight.
You don't need to look at the film.
Yeah, got to play through the big fella more. Thought he should have gotten the ball. Max, what was that stat?
So Embiid did not touch the ball. Again, after 3:56 left in the fourth quarter. That's per second spectrum. Didn't touch the ball with 3:56 left in the fourth quarter.
You don't need to look at the film to know that. When you're coaching exactly. On the sideline.
So that's the key. Where the hell does the responsibility come from? You asked a question that only you would know the answer to. Hold on. You can't ask yourself a rhetorical question that you know the answer to when you're responsible for it. Hold on. What's happening? And by the way, Key, I'm going to say this, man. I am so worried. You know, Doc has never won a game 7 on the road. He has never won a game 7 on the road.
Ever in his coaching career?
Ever in his coaching. He has 9 losses in 16 career game sevens. 4 straight game 7 losses since 2015. 4 straight. I mean, in the last 2 years,
Mary, I mean, that's tough, though. Yeah,
that's more than tough. One of the biggest ones was that epic collapse he had against Atlanta.
And you think about
2 years ago.
You think about the city of Philadelphia in basketball. They haven't been to the conference finals in 22 years now.
Did they go to a game 7 in Buffalo? Lord, have mercy. In the bubble? Did they go to a game 7 in the bubble? Any of the playoff little no sevens?
Yeah, wait a minute. When they lost to Toronto.
Denver? Oh, Toronto. Was it man, I don't even remember.
When Kawhi hit the shot.
Look, I'm just focused on last
night. That wasn't game 7?
That wasn't in the bubble. That was in Toronto.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, no, I was just thinking about the bubble. I was just saying you factor that in there, too.
But, I mean, look, this is where I think we get into this epic collapse moment, because everything felt like it was going in Philly's way. Like, Philly fans were live about it, and now you're wondering, all right, like, Doc's lack of in-game adjustments for certain players, your best player doesn't touch the rock in the last 3 minutes and 56 seconds of the game. That's a long-ass time for your best player not to touch the rock, regardless of whether you're getting open looks or not. Defensively, Jason Tatum starts to pop off. There were a lot of questionable decisions around that judgment. And all right, so if they lose this, which he's never won a game 7 on the road.
But besides that, though, Jay, he was up, though.
Yes. So it leads to all these other questions, right? Like, what happens with Joel Embiid? With that decision.
Here you go.
Like, he's never gotten out of the second round.
Clutch time is defined as the score is within 5 points, 5 minutes or less in the fourth quarter. Because, believe it or not, if a team is up by 5 or more, or more than 5 points with 5 minutes left, they're overwhelmingly likely to win the game. It feels like anything could happen, but almost they usually win that game by a lot, you know, by a wide percentage. But in clutch time, 5 minutes to go, 5 points, fourth quarter. The 76ers were 0-for-6. Jason Tatum was 3-for-4, 3-of-4. 0-for-3 from 3, Tatum 3-of-3. Sixers scored a point, Tatum scored 9 points. Tatum took over the game at the end, and the Celtics won, period. He was the best player on the floor when it mattered most.
So, best player on the floor when it mattered the most, right? Like, mm-hmm. Mark Jones used this great line, not always there when you call, but always there on time, mm-hmm. for Jason Tatum, right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are going to talk about James Harden. I know down that stretch he was 0-4, didn't play his best basketball.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, there is a certain point, like, you need James Harden to be James Harden that he was in some of these other games. But, like, it keeps going back to the best player on the floor. I go back to my 2-1-1 theory that I've heard throughout the NBA. People have talked about this. Your best player has to get you 2 games. Your second best player has to get you 1, and your role players have to get you 1. So regardless of whether – if you're just bunching people up, even though I know Tyrese Maxey is not a role player, but if you're telling me Tyrese Maxey is not the second best player, that's James Harden, and the first best player, Joel Embiid, Tyrese Maxey and the rest of the team has gotten you 1. Now, we talk about Tobias Harris differently. James Harden has gotten you 2.
By the way, Tobias Harris gave you, I think, 2 points last night.
Yeah, in 42 minutes.
I mean,
unacceptable for the contract he has. I get it.
And that you chose Tobias Harris over me? Instead of Jimmy Butler, you got 2 points last night.
I hear you. But, I mean, we're talking about the best player getting you 2, right? I mean, you need Joel Embiid to have the ball in his hands down the stretch.
Harden's already got you 2, and he's your second best player.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I wonder if Harden doesn't have one more big game this time on the road and actually lifts this team to the conference finals. That would be, I mean, how much more could you do to erase or to flip the script on the narrative that you're not a clutch player?
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
KJM ESPN Radio. Jay takes a victory lap. That sound was from April 25th, you just heard. We're going to get to that victory lap in a second. I love the playoffs, Jay, because these guys write their own scripts.
Hold on, Max, before we go there. Key, what song were you trying to sing? What?
I got to think about it, man. I don't.
Can you do for the audience what you're doing for us just now?
No, I'm gonna get there, man. I want to hear Jay. I want to take a victory lap. I don't want to.
Okay,
because
I was just maybe the audience could help us figure out what the song.
Yeah, we're
was.
Derailing. Sorry, Key. You're gonna have to sing that song. We need the audience.
Yeah,
to help
us. Yeah, we can crowdsource it. 888 say ESPN. See, what song is this? Key is trying to figure it out.
You said never did it during the break. You know they got in my ear like, yeah, ask Key what song he was trying to sing.
No, it's a Cardi B song, but it's a remix or something, and I can't think of it. It's like, I don't really know, or something. It has something to do with that, like that.
Like, I feel like you're singing Wild Thoughts, but I don't think that's Wild Thoughts.
Hold on.
I'm telling
you,
man.
Hold on, Key. I need to hear that again. Maybe if the audience heard it again, they could call in with what the song might be.
It's something like, I don't really and then she boom 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 say what she say, and then she say her stuff, you know, her stuff, boom, and then that comes back in. I don't really
I feel like you're saying re-re, though. I feel like you're saying re-re.
I feel like that's what she's saying, but it ain't re-re, it's her.
Do I have Shazam? Yeah, do you have Shazam?
You should Shazam Key singing it and see if it pops up.
Man, watch somebody come up with the song and go tell us, and y'all gonna be like, oh!
888 say ESPN. We are crowdsourcing what song this might be. Key, one more time. How's it go?
I don't really
I don't really Got it. Okay, all right. So what song is Key thinking of right there?
Man, hey, man.
This is a great game. I love it's a Friday game.
I just, you know, it was in my head because I was listening to it driving in. And you know, McCarty, I know her voice. Trust me. As Ye say, I speak a certain language. <You know>? And so, you know, I don't really and then boom, 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 boom.
Let me Google go that ahead. Real fast, man.
Take
I think the words that you should Google are I don't really I believe that's what he's saying.
All right. It's all fun and games.
It's all fun and games.
Until somebody gets hurt.
By the way, that's another great game you can play. Force someone to tell you the lyrics of a song they don't really know, but just make them put in the words they think
they're
there.
Hold on. We have a caller, Alex, in North Carolina, who knows this song. Alex?
Gentlemen, the name of the song is Cardi B, Ring Ring.
There you go.
Oh, Yates.
Bang.
Wow.
Man, I know. Come on, man. Yates, you better have that up.
Yates, you got it up, Yates?
Well, we don't have it here.
Oh, we don't have it.
So, Key, is what she's saying ring, ring, ring? Is that
ring,
what she's
saying?
You know, it's ring, 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 but you know, you barely get it.
Yeah, for sure.
It sounds like she's saying re to me. I don't, you know.
Thinking of Rihanna or something. For sure.
I got to get the hair out of my ears, Max. You know, I'm getting up there.
See, Key, the thing about our library is it's.
See, what happened was.
We got to change our library.
Certain things in that's not normally there.
We've had our same library for 30 years. 30 I understand. Years. Yeah,
I got to give it up, Jay. Alex from North Carolina, like whatever Key did, Alex recognized it right away. First shot, he got it.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I knew somebody was going to get it.
The first shot.
Yeah, I knew somebody. I knew a caller. That's why I said somebody's going to get it.
See, that's why we had to crowdsource, Key. You didn't want to do it, but I told you it was going to work out.
Don't even need a grab. You need one dude, apparently.
That song fired in me, though.
We gonna find out
when it come up.
Yeah, when
I gotta take I gotta take my foot off the accelerator because I get to smash it. You know, it's one of them songs, right back. It's one of them songs where you get to smashing in between lanes because it's the beat, it's the whole.
You're
thing.
Bouncing.
You aggressively driving in the Prius over there.
No. I got
black man in the Prius.
No, the new Prius fire. I don't care what y'all say. The new one, the new joint, the 2023?
No, is it?
Oh, the 2023 look ridiculous, Max. You wouldn't even know if you took the logos off. Ridiculous. But I don't have a Prius anymore. I got a Tesla. For now. It's Mac.
Yeah, me too, exactly. For now. I'll be out of it soon. But
for how long?
The lease is still going. I'm not breaking the lease yet, but when the lease is up, I'm out.
Speaking of being out of things. No.
So, yeah, like I love the playoffs because you can rewrite the script. Like James Harden, if James Harden has a monster game set, Jason Tatum was about to get killed by everybody, right? Oh, my God, in a closeout game, he's not showing up. 0 for 10, 0 for 11, 1 for 12, whatever it is, right? And the way he played in the finals, and just like that, he hits some shots, and all of a sudden flips the script. Nikola Jokic did not play to his normal standards in the bubble. We're going back several years.
Oh, God.
But we got to tell the story, Jay. That's part of the story. Jamal Murray showed up. He didn't. And they lost. Then he reached a new level as a player, but everyone around him was hurt.
We was doing just fine, man.
Guys, you got to tell the story.
30 years ago, back when Abraham Lincoln of this country.
This is part
of Abraham
the Jokic
30 years ago
story.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you deny he didn't play well in the bubble?
No, but.
No, it's not a but. It's just a yes or no question. I got a follow up.
But part of the story, though, you just skip over the back to back MVP seasons.
I'm trying to get there, but you start rolling your eyes. But he didn't play well in the bubble.
Not explaining.
When he went back to back, was anyone healthy in his team during the playoffs? Jay? I'm asking yes or no questions. His team got
aggressively.
Hurt. So he was
yes
unable to demonstrate, because he didn't have a supporting cast, whether he could lead a team to the promised land. Now, for the first time since he hit MVP level, he has a healthy team.
No, I agree with you. It looks like. Okay, again, I went to sleep, Jay. I had to go to sleep. Not only did I go to sleep because of his play, I went to sleep because they was beating down the Suns.
Yeah,
it's like he's out there cheating. You know, I like to say, I like to lab somebody. This guy, you know, and I come back and I say, man, you know what, man? He's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's out there cheating, Jay. Look at that. He's cheating. Like, you 9 feet tall, you long, and you out there on an 8-foot rim. I mean, that's cheating. Look at that. It was one put back. He didn't even jump. That's cheating.
He's a UB, man. He's a UB.
What's that?
Unorthodox bucket. That's what he is. Like, he's making shots off the wrong feet. Like, his touch around the rim is crazy. Like, he just does things in a very different way. And by the way,
he's really
the complimentary player he has next to him might be one of the coldest. Now, I know that Devin Booker got a lot of the heat, which he was deserving of, Key. But trust me, like, that chip, that edge on this team comes from Jamal Murray.
No, Jamal Murray
is cold,
nice,
man.
Too.
He's a cold one. Nice.
But that Joker, I was really, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes I was at home. And I was by myself, so I had a chance to sit down and really just watch him, like just sit there and lab him. And I said to myself, you know, he's really good. Even though he's unorthodox and it looks weird, and he's out there cheating because he's so tall.
I'm glad you're coming around.
I'd take that all day long. I would if I could win the championship.
You know what it reminds me of? What you said about Bryce Young, where forever it was like, he's too small. And you're still staying with he's too small. But at a certain point, you came on the show having, as you said, labbed him and said, you know what, though? If he wasn't, he'd be one of the coldest ever, right? Like, Jokic.
He ain't got a muscle nowhere in his arm. It's just like no definition. It just looked a certain way, but it's so effective. It's so good.
There's no doubt that. Look, Denver is contending for a championship. That is going to happen.
Yeah, of course.
But I do want to talk about when we come back from break, though. There is a lot of Kevin Durant slander going on. It needs to be addressed.
Ring, 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 ring.
You write your own script. You write your own script. And right now, Jokic is looking like Shakespeare out there. I mean, everything. He's just killing it.
Dude.
Who is the best player in the game? But by the end of the season, I wonder who we're going to say is the best player in the game. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, 888-SAY-ESPN. And what's next for the Suns? They couldn't even go 7? ESPN Radio.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click, Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Key, wait, Key, I forgot to tell you this. When I flown to L.A., I was on my way because I was going out there to fly with my boy to the Usher concert, and we were on the 405, and I was on my way to Calabasas, which he never returned my phone call for us to go to dinner, but that's cool. We'll be all right. We're going to work through that. And, yo, word up.
I think over it already.
Who is I'm drawing a blank on her name. Yo, Yates, who's the model and the pigmentation on her face is different?
Winnie Harlow.
Winnie Harlow, right?
Winnie Harlow, yeah.
She was literally, yo, in a pink Lamborghini with Cardi B on the 405. When I tell you.
What?
It was just wild because, like, everybody was shooting their shot, Key. You had random dudes. There's one dude in a Tesla was like, yo, hey, just, like, pulling. I'm like, come on, man, go forward. Come on, man. But that's so L.A. to me, though. It was just, like, randomly just opening
Pink
Cardi B and
Lamborghini
Winnie Harlow.
And Cardi B makes perfect sense.
Just word up, just no, right there, top down, 405, just every day. Open.
Every single day. That song right there, that's one of my jam. Just saying, though, Jay. Ring, Offset, ring, man. I mean, ring, ring, ring. You know what I'm saying?
You back to old school ring, Key with that. When I come on in the car with the top, let's get a fresh haircut.
You know,
where's the chapstick?
You know, man, hey, man, what can I say? You know, facially gifted, dog. I can't facially gifted.
It's the type of song make you go get a haircut if you ain't got
all
one.
Day.
Just got his nails done, up. Key, is in the car.
All that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Meantime, we've been talking about.
Meantime.
The winners. We talked about the Celtics. We talked about the Nuggets.
Now we're going to talk about the losers.
The Suns.
Yes.
What up, Suns?
My. DeAndre Ayton did not play. Although, could you really tell compared to, I mean, he really hasn't played, period.
Wiggins has like a rib injury. I think he's going to play, but, you know.
Yeah, DeAndre Ayton didn't play, and they got blown out at home.
They got blown out.
Do or die game. Closeout game.
You know.
Suns got blown out.
It's interesting. We kind of look at this thing with Doc Rivers, right, Jay? And we say, Doc's always, you know, they're up 3-1 and they blowing leads and they up and they can't close out game sevens. He's, what, 0-9 or something like that, lifetime. But you know the Suns, Jay? Since 2021, they've blown leads. They were up in a 2-0 lead in the finals against the Bucks. You know what happened there. 2022, they lost by 33 in Game 7 in the Western Semis to the Mavs.
Yeah, that was embarrassing.
And then they lost by 25 last night to the Nuggets. Like, we always talk about other people, but, I mean, Phoenix, though, ain't no standing up. Like, you know, they got to really do some deep diving and thinking about their future with this team and how they want to construct moving forward.
Well, here's what I will say about last night. It was disappointing, but no CP3, no Ayton. Even with CP3 and Ayton, I thought Denver was the more talented team. I thought Denver was the better team, even with Phoenix being fully healthy. So last night for me, I'm sitting there looking at the roster of who Devin Booker and Kevin Durant, who it goes back to that, you know, my turn, your turn style of basketball. Here's who was on the court with them last night. Landry Shamet, Torrey Craig, Jock Landale, TJ Warren, Terrence Ross, Cam Payne, and Bismack Biyombo. So, like, I don't see any of those guys as starters. Where I'm looking at the Golden State Warriors team, Golden State has, what, 6-7 starters on their team? I mean, Jordan Poole could be a starter for an NBA team. Right? Go through the whole list. All those guys are starters. Like, which one of the guys I just gave you is a true starter league?
To me, you have to ask, can that player be part of a championship rotation? So figure you got to go 8 deep. Could you be one of the 8 best players on a championship team? Most of the guys you mentioned, no.
Like, I mean, is campaign a starter in this league?
No, but he could be a rotation piece.
He could be a rotation piece. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Is Terrence Ross a starter? Is Landale a starter?
These are all rotation pieces at best.
But starters, but starters with who though, Jay? Because it's all, you got to take it into context. Some dudes, could, you know how it is. Some dudes could start on certain teams though.
But take the Nuggets for example, they have Jokic and Jamal Murray and Porter Jr. And we all agree those are stars to one degree or another, right? And then the two other starters are KCP.
Championship,
and he can 3-and-D, right? And then plus, he can do some other stuff, too.
And can knock down shots from the outside.
Right. And then you have Aaron Gordon, who's a high draft pick, very athletic, starting power forward. Like, that's a different level of starter around your stars. Those are what I just meant. KCP and Aaron Gordon are legit starters.
Key, and I'm with you. I'm with you.
Top fives. There's no question about it.
Yeah, I'm with you on your starters. Key, I was going to say, is like, those are starters for teams that don't make the playoffs, right?
Exactly.
Like, we're at the Western Conference semifinals.
Yeah, and then they don't have, and when I say depth, I'm talking about the five. They don't have the depth with the five. They got two guys, right? They got Booker and KD. And outside of that, there's really nothing there. You have a little older Chris Paul. You have a DeAndre Ayton that is 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Some people got mixed feelings about his style of play and what he does good and what he does bad. And outside of that, you don't have anything. You can't win a championship like that. When you look at these teams that are winning championships, like you just mentioned, the Nuggets are possibly on their way. They got pieces. Exactly. They got interchangeable pieces all the way around. And that's how you win championships. Golden State, they got pieces. You know, the Lakers are finding pieces.
Remember in 2018 when DeAndre Ayton was asked, you know, what defines success for you in the NBA? And he says, getting to my second contract. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, okay. Like, obviously, yeah, we get that. But, like, winning a chip, like being defensive player of the year, being first team, all like, what is – and I get to get into the second contract, but – I said it before when I saw after game, I think it was game five, when he left the huddle after D-Book and KD were barking at him, trying to get him to a place where he would visually look to be competitive. I said, yo, he's no longer on this squad. He's done. So I'm telling you, he's not going to be there moving forward.
You're probably
going to waive CP3 as well. So you're going to have some cap space to try to figure out what the reconstruction of this roster looks like.
I want to say something. We got about 30 seconds here. You're right, Key, to point out the weaknesses in the roster. And Jay, about Ayton's mentality and all that. The Suns, you have KD and Booker and Chris Paul, and then he gets hurt. And Ayton, you don't like the attitude. And the other pieces you wish were a little better. A lot of teams are flawed. To me, there was enough there for a special performance to elevate. Maybe not against the Nuggets. Maybe the Nuggets are too well constructed, and then the way Jokic played, it's too much. But this is a disappointment based on what they had. And next year,
it's a disappointment?
I do. And next year, the pressure is really on KD. Like, next year, there can't be any excuses. It's never going to be perfect.
Out of his mind.
What's the latest on AD? KJ on ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.